On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1, Lucy Hickmott.
It's been confirmed former Kent footballer and Love Island contestant Mike Thalasetas died after taking cocaine and alcohol. There have been calls for better support for reality TV stars after the 26-year-old was found dead in Edmonton in North London in March. A coroner today ruled he took his own life.
KMFM News.
The Queen has paid tribute to the resilient wartime generation as part of commemorations to mark the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings.
It is with humility and pleasure on behalf of the entire country, indeed the whole free world, that I say to you all, thank you.
Her Majesty reflected on the 60th anniversary 15 years ago, as well as what her father broadcast to the nation at the time. She's been joined by Theresa May, the US President Donald Trump, and hundreds of veterans in Portsmouth before events move to France tomorrow. The Prime Minister read a letter written by Captain Norman Skinner to his wife on the eve of the operation.
This is a very difficult letter for me to write, although I would give anything to be back with you. I have not yet had any wish at all to back down from the job we have to do.
Captain Skinner was killed the next day, leaving behind his wife and two young daughters. If you're in Chatham or Maidstone this afternoon, you might get to see a special flypast as part of D-Day commemorations. More than 30 wartime Dakota planes are going to be going over Kent. The aircraft were used to stop airborne troops behind enemy lines in 1944.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A Kent woman will tell a public inquiry how her husband was affected by the contaminated blood scandal later. Steve Diamond from Broadstairs was one of thousands of NHS patients who were infected with hepatitis or HIV in the 1970s and 80s. He died last December, and now an investigation is looking into why the imported blood products were given to people. His widow, Sue Gorman, will be giving evidence this afternoon and says she'll make the effects of it clear.
The impact is the loss of the contribution that people could have made to the country, to the world. Someone like Steve, who was a gifted teacher whose career was cut short.
Police have issued a warning after a number of people in West Kent were tricked into handing over money to a woman who claimed to be in distress. Four people in Headcorn and Tunbridge have been approached by the fraudster over the last few days, who said she needed to pay for a locksmith because she'd been locked out of her car or had her bank card stolen. It's thought to be linked to a similar scam targeting a pensioner in Tunbridge High Street last Monday. It's claimed charities in part of Kent are missing out on hundreds of pounds worth of donations because collection bins aren't being emptied. A number of drop-off points in areas like Larkfield have been left overflowing with people's old clothes and shoes. These people turned up to drop off some donations.
The bins are full. I'd like to donate some old clothing and shoes.
I think it's a shame because there's a lot of people probably got good stuff they want to put in it, and it's full of people's rubbish where they're too lazy to take it to a tip or somewhere or dispose of it properly.
There are concerns it might put people off donating their clothes. Councillor Matt Ball is from Tunbridge and Morling Borough Council.
Obviously, charities are starved for cash in some instances, and they're dependent on how much they fundraise, but we've got to still make sure that they collect it, because there's people have donated, quite rightly, their stuff to charity. We don't have to do so.
The British Heart Foundation, which is one of the charities accused of not emptying collection bins, say they've had an influx of donations as people have a summer clear-out, and they are now taking care of it.
KMFM Showbiz.
If you're watching the new series of Black Mirror today, you might notice some familiar locations. Part of the first episode, Smithereens, was filmed in Harrietsham near Maidstone and in a field at Jeskins, not far from Gravesend. You can see pictures of crews on the set last year at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
British heavyweight boxer Anthony Joshua says he has no excuses for his shock world title defeat by Andy Ruiz Jr. The loss in New York was the first of his 23-fight professional career. In a video posted to Joshua's social media pages, he's dismissed suggestions anything was wrong with him.
I had no panic attack. Like, I'm not that type of person. You know me. I have to take my loss like a man. No blaming anyone, no blaming anything. I'm the one who went in there to perform, and my performance didn't go to plan.
Joshua's promoter, Eddie Hearn, announced today that a rematch with Ruiz will take place in November or December. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.